Let's get down to business.
Who wants gossip? Who wants sleaze? Who wants dirt on celebrities? Rob and Garrett have the scoop, keeping all y'all in the loop. Naughty Gossip's what Rob does. Elvis Duran presents Celebrity Buzz.
Welcome to Celebrity Buzz. Yes, my name is Garrett. Right across from me, Rob Shooter. He came running in, said, "Oh my God, Wendy Williams is talking to me." And my first question is, what did you do?
What have you done?
What have you done to Wendy
Williams?
Hello,
darling. So what happened is Wendy Williams had on Whitney Houston's former girlfriend, her assistant Robin. Robin has a book out. And so about 10 years ago when Wendy was a TV star,
radio star. Radio, yeah.
Whitney called into Wendy's show and the two of them had a 45-minute conversation. And to this day, it's one of my favorite hours of radio. Google it. It's on YouTube. It is fabulous.
Yeah.
So Wendy for years was, "How you doing, Whitney Houston? And I know about you and your girlfriend." And it just was the best, funniest, most fabulous radio interview ever. I've spoken to Wendy about this interview many times.
Right.
Whitney actually called in, just phoned into the station. "Hi, Wendy Williams. It's Whitney Houston." So fabulous, fabulous. Robin goes on the show to sell her book. She confirms they were lovers. So Wendy had it right. There's no shade here on Wendy.
Right.
Wendy had it right. Wendy had the balls to talk about it. So I'm told the interview could have gone either way. It could have been really awful. But whatever it was going to be great TV. So it was a great interview. I loved it. Then my sources tell me Wendy and Robin have actually formed a very unlikely friendship. And they've texted each other, they've spoke, they're gonna have dinner. So I think I might have implied that Wendy and Whitney's lesbian lover are together, which I haven't said.
But people assume.
I think people like, so maybe people are jumping at that. Maybe that's where Wendy's going.
It's all in a headline.
Yeah, Wendy just got divorced, so she's single. Wendy's looking for new girlfriends to hang out with, new friends.
So the word girlfriends is what everybody's hanging on.
Yeah, so
here.
I think people are saying, Rob Shooter's saying Wendy's dated
and
Whitney's ex.
And it got back to her.
And it's got back. So Wendy's on TV this morning, and she's like,
See, this is like the worst game of telephone. growing up in grammar school, you would play this game telephone where you'd whisper something to someone else, and by the time it got back to you, it wasn't what you started with.
Yes.
So this is what I envision. Rob Shooter wrote this article.
Yes.
Knowing, and it could sound a little scandalous, but I'll roll with it because in the depth of the article is what the story's about.
It's a very short 50 words. There's not a lot of article there.
Okay.
It's an item.
A short item. Guaranteed Wendy doesn't sit home going, "Let's see what's on Google Trends for me today." So here's where part two of the game telephone comes into play. A friend, an assistant, a production
person. They've told Wendy. They're like, "Rob Shooter's talking about you, Wendy.
Here's what it's," and read the headline.
Yes.
And of course, just knowing that, Wendy has ammunition to go off.
Yes, but in the most delightful way. I love her. And then she just apparently said, "Come on the show whenever you want, Rob. You're welcome back. Come, I want to tell you off." Like, so I'll go on and she'll tell me. I know I'm right, though. So my sources are really good. They're friends.
Right.
Have you ever had an unlikely friend? Somebody that you shouldn't be friends with. On paper, it doesn't look good.
Right.
It's not a good mix. I've got a few really conservative friends.
It's you, I mean.
I've got a few very conservative friends, staunch Republican friends, who I've been friends with for many years, and like people are shocked when I say this is my friend. So I have friends from all different walks of life. I love them. And Wendy and Whitney's ex-girlfriend is so unlikely. It's just delicious.
So you go on the show. You know how Wendy's going to approach this, just straight out of the gate.
Oh, she'll come at me. She's going to come right at me.
How do you respond?
You smile, you laugh, you realize you're a guest in her house.
Of course.
You're never going to win. So I don't fight, though. I'm very good at being punched.
You're not one of those talking heads where you see on TV, they're sitting in a studio and there's four other people like arguing.
Right.
Rob Shooter's not an arguer.
You're not
a fighter.
I'm not a fighter.
You're a great lover.
I'm a great lover. And I'm also right. So I have the truth on my side. Sometimes I'm not so sure of myself, but this time I know I'm really right.
So
I'll be like, "Girl," and I'll ask her, "Are you and Robin texting?" And she'll say, "Yes." "Are you and Robin now friendly?" "Yes." "Are you and Robin planning to have dinner next week?" "I know where they're going." "Yes." I won't get that far, but I know the reservation.
But
so I'll be like, "Yes."
So why don't you, so if she says that, the ultimate answer, mic drop moment for you in the argument is, doesn't that qualify as a girlfriend?
Isn't that a girlfriend? Do you have girlfriends? Yes.
And then that's where I see the audience either goes,
or you can't win. I'm not going to win. So the audience
are
her friend.
All right, so that's going on in Rob Schroeder's life as we speak.
Other big gossip of the day, of the week, of maybe the month is Justin Timberlake.
Right.
So Justin was caught holding hands with a co-star that he's down in New Orleans filming a movie with. They're holding hands. They are. They're touching each other's legs. They're on a balcony of one of those fabulous restaurants in the French Quarter. There's something that's a little suspicious.
See, Rob Schroeder, and you know, maybe it's because I'm just, I have horse blinders on and I, you know, I want to support my guy.
I love him.
I do too. And I, sneakers, clothing line, everything, book. It seems, given, yes, he could have been intoxicated. I don't like the fact that her people said, put out the fact that he was intoxicated.
He was drunk. I
know it is, but if you're going to be like a good teammate, like Rob Schroeder, you and I go out.
We're drunk.
I'm not going to, yes.
No, but I'd say
but
it.
But my people are not going to say, and
my people would say Garrett was wasted.
Well, then your people are bad people. But
better being wasted than being totally clear of mind, though.
Well,
they didn't have sex. They didn't hook up. We should be really clear
they
here.
They were holding hands.
Yes, held hands.
Here's my two things. Knowing how Hollywood works, this movie needs some type of...
I thought that at first. It feels like a setup for a couple of reasons.
It feels like a setup. Please tell me why you think it's a setup.
The setup for me is that if somebody as big as Justin Timberlake walked into any restaurant in anywhere in the world, they'd put him in a private booth in the back.
On display.
With like beads around his neck and his boobs out.
Yeah, that's all he was missing.
And a flashing light. Justin, look at me. Yeah, and Lance Bass singing NSYNC below.
Yeah.
Like, no, they would not put you there.
Because it was karaoke night.
Any celebrity of that magnitude that I've been out for dinner with or drinks with, they sit in the back. They
of
don't
course.
Put them on display. So the fact he was on display tells me, this is a setup. This is a bit of a pap opportunity. Now, also too, the pictures look terrible.
Well, the pictures look terrible.
But the video doesn't. So I watched the video.
Pictures look like
a
thousand
words. Terrible.
You take a screenshot. That screenshot lasts forever.
It lasts forever.
So it looks like they're holding hands.
It does look like they're holding hands.
But you watch the video, he swipes away.
It's a brief touch. We have passed each other in the hallway, and we've briefly touched bottoms.
But if there was a picture of that, it would look like you and I were butt buddies.
Dumb bum. Which could... There could be worse things.
It could be. You never know.
So trust me on this one. He's not cheating. I've called everyone I know.
Right.
And they said he's a good guy. He has no history of this. Bad guys cheat all the time. He doesn't.
I feel bad because you know that conversation had to go down with him and Jessica Biel.
We had to call Jessica. There's pictures of Jessica. So I saw Jessica out wearing the ring, smiling. They told her PR people clearly told her, you get out. You go to a supermarket or somewhere public where we get a picture of you smiling and put the ring on.
Yeah, going to a parking structure. Why do celebrities go to parking structures?
Well, I think you have to get out of the car in LA.
Well,
and so the only place to get out of the car is in a garage.
Yeah, a parking structure.
So she went to a parking lot. She got out of the car. She paid the meter. I'm told Jessica's fine now. If Jessica was worried she'd be on a plane to New Orleans, she's not. So all this cheating, trust me, Justin is a good guy. I've done gossip for a long time. I know the sleazy ones. I really do. And I'm not even saying this is controversial. Going out after a long day's work, drinking too much, and holding hands with a girl. I'm not even saying that's such a bad thing. If they went to a hotel and had sex, terrible.
Right.
Didn't happen. Didn't leave together. Didn't hook him in the hotel. Like, if you go out with a work colleague and you drink a little too much and you hold hands. I've done it here. I've held hands with people
that
work
hands.
Here.
You're a serial hold hander.
I've probably done worse. But, like, it's just... And if he wasn't Justin Timberlake, we wouldn't even notice that this happened.
No, not at all.
It was not cheating.
Because she hasn't had her name in lights yet. People are probably loving it because of the attention.
But I suspect, I don't know, I'm just guessing here, I don't think it was a movie company because no movie... will succeed if you think the good guy leading man is cheating on his wife. We love them. So I don't believe it's the movie company. I think it could be her PR people, or it could be just some really lucky tourist on the street who took some pictures. Unlikely, but this feels a little staged to me.
Because her people came out with a statement already.
I think it looks like it was set up.
And to squash it right away, it's no big deal, blah, blah, blah.
Right. I didn't know her till yesterday.
I didn't know her either.
Now I know her. But
I didn't know what the movie was about either.
I didn't even know they were making a movie. I didn't know.
It's a sports movie.
He's back on set, though, too. So if he was that hungover, he'd be off set. He wouldn't work today. But can you imagine having that conversation with her? Because he knows something shady happened.
Right.
So can you imagine? I'd be like, did you set me up? Like, did you? Like, just like, if you want to do that, just give me the heads up. And I might even say yes, but I've got to give Jessica the heads up.
Oh,
or the
course.
Call.
I got to play the game.
Yeah, and... But Jessica's not flying down. They're not cheating. I know celebrities. I know the bad guys. He's a good man.
All right.
He's a good man.
Let's move on to Dancing with the Stars. Ooh. The finale was last night. I have a huge conspiracy theory.
If you're
listening with this, you're either a fan or if you read it already, so do not at Rob Shooter or I about ruining Dancing with the Stars. So Hannah Brown, she was on The Bachelor. She was The Bachelorette last season. She had sex in a windmill
four times,
and she won Dancing with the Stars.
She did win Dancing with the Stars.
Was she the best? No. Here's the thing. So last night, Dancing with the Stars on ABC released a promo. A promo of the new Bachelor. Mm-hmm. The Bachelor was the same guy Hannah Brown had sex with in a windmill.
He is Peter, the pilot.
And Peter, the pilot, invites Hannah onto the show and says, I want you back on my season.
Oh.
Now, that's all it was. That was a teaser promo that aired the same night
she won
Dancing with the Stars. Here's what's going to happen. Good storylines, you know, have to continue. So why would they put that out day one of the new season of The Bachelor? They're not. Bachelor is all done. It's filmed. Hannah Brown is not in Peter the Pilot's, say that fast, Peter the Pilot's life.
Right. But she might have popped up on an episode or two as a cameo.
I envision she's towards the later end of the season.
She's giving him advice.
Not advice. He tries to win her back.
Oh.
And she says, I'm sorry, I can't. But
the problem is with him winning her back, and these things are really structured, is then it gives the audience who've been watching for 10 weeks, it makes us feel cheated. What I would do if I was the producers of this is I'd say she should come back and give him advice on which girl to pick. She needs to endorse his girlfriend.
Well, but in the promo, so this is the thing, Rob Shooter, he invites her back, like wanting her to be a contestant.
So she should come back in the first episode and they should say, you know what? We were right. We're better friends, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks, Peter, and help you pick. That's what I would do if I was planning this out.
The way they're mapping it out is that he's desperate to get
her
back.
Well, they want huge numbers for the first season.
Of course.
For the first episode.
And how do you start that conversation? You give her, you throw a competition and let her...
It's too planned out. And
Bobby Bones won last year. Guess who was the brand new contestant on a judge on American Idol, another Disney product?
Is it Bobby Bones?
Bobby Bones won, turned over to American
Idol. They like synergy. They do.
Kel Mitchell never had a chance.
They like synergy, but...
The poor Sap.
I think it's elite. I don't think ABC can break rules like that. I don't think you can.
I think they brokered a deal with Ally Brooke. This is all a conspiracy. So Ally Brooke used to be in Fifth Harmony, all right? She has her own singles. She has a few singles.
Yes.
For her to release a single because she was in the top three, I think they said, hey, top three, here's the deal.
Right.
We'll let you premiere your song on Good Morning America. Great placement. Right. Ally Brooke not on Dancing with the Stars. She wouldn't have prime placement. Taylor Swift gets prime placement on Good Morning America.
Yes, I hear you.
I'm preaching here.
I hear you, but it all works regardless of who wins. So, for instance, had... a singer won today, she could still be on GMA. Hannah come in number three, she could still be on The Bachelor.
She would have been on The Bachelor, but it wouldn't have been as...
Not as exciting. Had Bobby Bones come in second, he could still do Idol. Like, I understand it. What I think the synergy is stacking the decks with ABC people.
Work for ABC, that's what it is.
Like Ginger Z, the weather lady, I don't know if she's around
anymore.
She didn't win. She didn't win, but they got her on. Laura Spencer,
Yes.
So they all put the ABC.
That synergy's there, but the Bachelor's on prime time on ABC.
It is, and The Bachelor is. But this is why I think, too, she might have won. That Bachelor Nation is massive and loyal, and her fan base, because of Bachelor Nation, is stronger than the other three. Like, when I looked at them, just almost like a math equation, I looked at them and I almost did the algorithm in my mind. I was like, she's going to win. And the reason I thought she was going to win was not because of cheating, but because of the fan base. Her fan base is an ABC-trained fan base.
Yep.
And so they're ready. And I don't know. I thought, she's a great dancer. She's beautiful. She's charming. I think I would have voted for Hannah B.
Oh, get out of here. Who would you have voted for? I would have voted for Kel Mitchell.
I love
the
him.
How do I know him?
He was
on Nickelodeon about 10, 12 years ago.
And has he done anything big since?
No, that was it.
So where's his fan base?
The fan base was there from the nostalgia aspect of it.
And also
all.
He was good, so he was a good dancer.
He was a good dancer.
I saw Keenan from SNL.
Those two were partners. So they were on in a movie called Good Burger on Nickelodeon.
That's how he was supporting him.
And he was on a show called All That, kind of like a mini SNL for
Got
kids.
It. Got
and,
it. So that's how.
Yeah.
I also love it too, the Final Four. So when they do good look messages from their family, they always try to throw a celebrity in. And it's interesting to see which celebrity did who. Hannah got Demi Lovato.
Mm-hmm, because Demi's fan.
Keenan did your guy.
Yes.
Reba McEntire. Yep. For the country star, and then who else was left? Fifth Harmony. Who did she get?
I forget who she got.
There was some celebrity there.
It was too bad because they already knew she was coming in third.
They knew she was coming in first. Do you think Camila Cabello cares about any of this?
No, she's riding high. She's got a Grammy nomination. She's dating the biggest pop star in the world, arguably.
Yeah.
She's loving life right now.
Quickly about Taylor Swift, I thought she was incredible.
I think
saying less is more, coming out with a shirt on with the names of her albums on that she no longer owns the masters to. I'm a fan of hers.
The one thing I kind of have drawn the line on, and I think she should speak up on, is the fact that and Scooter Braun, who runs the record label that owns her music now, kind of put it worded it very nicely. I understand the business side of it, and when you want to talk, let's all talk of that. You asked your fans to do something, and they did it, and maybe you have not thought about it.
You're talking about the death threats?
Yeah.
You have a right to stand up and say stop.
When my family is getting death threats, and they're still getting death threats.
You have to say stop. And the fact she hasn't done that is surprising.
That's where she has to kind of stand up and say, hey, you know what? All games aside, this is serious.
Yeah. No,
and
I get it.
Please,
she should
please
say
do
stop.
Not do that.
And I'm surprised she hasn't. She's a smart enough person to have done that.
And I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm surprised she hasn't. And bullying is not her thing. She really isn't. But I thought she's the girl. Like
she is. I mean, when you can win Artist of the Decade and Year in the same show.
Because most Artists of the Decade are done.
You're right.
It's that you're celebrating their decade, their past.
She's been the last decade and the year.
And you're also in this year. It's incredible. I watched her performance, though, and that girl is so talented. Every number's like a Broadway show. Like, she pulls
out
this stuff.
Have you heard her in Cats?
I have heard her in Cats.
Rob Schuder. I mean...
I don't know if Cats needs another song. Cats has enough songs in it for me.
But she could sing. Broadway.
She can sing. I'm amazed. Like, I think what she'll do next, sources were telling me, is she might write a Broadway musical. Like, she's met Andrew Lloyd Webber. She's seen how much money's involved in Broadway.
She could actually write a musical. You're very well connected to the Broadway scene.
I know. Taylor Swift, it'd be a hit.
Your husband, Barry Manilow.
Taylor Swift is talented, and Cats. You know, people are digging Cats a little bit at the minute, and it does look a little strange.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it could really be great. I'm not sure. They did a new song because any song from the Broadway show is not eligible for an Oscar. It has to be an original song. So whenever there's a musical...
But they'll still have the originals in there.
They'll have all the songs, you know. So Midnight, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So they'll have all the big hits in there.
Midnight.
But everyone knows that song. But it's but the reason they add a new song, which might even play over the credits...
Yeah.
Is so they can be eligible for an Oscar. She could win an Oscar. Taylor Swift could have an Oscar.
She closer to the EGOT. Let's finish off this. You're very close to them, the Spice Girls.
Tell me what you want, what you really... I know Mel B's in trouble.
That and a reunion.
Yes, well, they did the reunion in Britain.
Right, and it was
hugely
successful. Exactly.
They did it without Posh. They don't need Posh to sell tickets. Mel B has just filed documents where she's going to leave America because she's not earning enough money. So the way for her to stay here...
Or she got fired from America's Got Talent.
She did, and she said in her court documents, I haven't had to work for a year. So she said, I've got no income in America. I'm not earning money. They didn't write those songs either, so they're not earning a massive royalty check either.
So
she needs a job. And she said for the last year, she lived off the Spice Girls reunion tour in Britain. There was only 13 shows. They're talking about doing it here in America. It's a lot of money.
But that's poor management. Come on, you're making a lot of money on those tours, Rob.
And it's also living too large. Like, her rent is $88,000 a month.
No.
A month.
God.
$88,000.
No one makes that in like a year.
It's living beyond your means. And it's bad management. But I do understand, as young girls in London without any power, you sign bad deals.
Well,
and
so like they but start, that goes back to Taylor Swift, too.
I know. She, yeah.
You know
and
what I mean?
Justin Timberlake, they said that, you know, NSYNC didn't earn a lot of money either.
That's a whole nother documentary, too. So, I mean, it's just be careful. If you're ever getting into business, make sure you have someone
you
smart
do,
with
but
you.
But also, too, and I hate this expression because it's so tricky. When people say know your worth, that's know your worth. You ain't worth $10 million. Like, I have people that want to work for me at Naughty Gossip. I had this kid yesterday. I'm looking for a new sort of like young writer.
Right.
That could be any age, but a writer that's just beginning their career.
That's hungry.
I don't care about the age. And so it's like $40,000. I met this young chap who told me he should be getting 200, maybe no experience whatsoever. And it made me laugh. And he was very much like, I've watched television.
I deserve it.
I know my worth. And I was like, your worth is nothing. You have no resume.
Right.
It's so interesting. I know my worth. It ain't as much as you think.
Right.
There's a lot of people that do this. And so when you go for a record deal,
right,
you want to sign it because you don't want to be just playing clubs and bars. But at the same time, you ain't going to get the deal that Celine Dion's going to get.
Right away. You got to put the work into it.
Put the work in.
With that being said, I think we should check our worth because...
How are we doing?
I'm pretty sure we're not getting paid for this.
We haven't for a year, but it's fun to do. Thank you for listening. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
charting? Thanksgiving. I haven't looked. How are our numbers?
Yeah, no, we're doing all right.
Thank
doing
you
all right, and we will talk to you next week.
Are the Brooklyn Boys beating us?
Furious.
What are they?
We should really... you're in the gossip
world. I know, we should
world.
Do this in
you
Brooklyn.
Should start spreading rumors
I'm spreading
about
rumors
them.
About them being...
Start spreading rumors.
Nasty. I would say, they're from Queens. The Brooklyn Boys are from Queens. That's a great rumor to spread from Boston. Bye.
All right. Thank you for listening on iHeartRadio.